Welcome to Higher Education Now. 那接下来我们就来谈高等教育了。The UK has a variety of higher education opportunities. 那英国有各种各样的高等教育的机会。With over 100 universities offering various degree programs for students from the UK and around the world, there is no shortage of options. 那超过100多所大学为来自英国和世界各地的学生提供了各种各样的学位课程，他们的选择非常的多。In the UK, about one-third of all students go on to some form of higher education, and this number is well over 50% for students from Scotland. This makes competition of entrance for universities very fierce.
那在英国有大概三分之一的学生接受了某种形式的高等教育，而来自苏格兰的学生当中，这个比例超过了50%。那这样就使得申请学校的竞争非常的激烈了。
But when it comes to British universities, most people around the world would think of Oxford and Cambridge first.
但是呢，我们一说到英国的大学，大概全世界的人首先会想到的是牛津与剑桥。
Like the Ivy League in the USA, there are G5, Red Brick Universities, and the Russell Group in the UK.
那就像美国有常青藤联盟一样哈，英国它有 G5, 红砖、罗素集团等著名的大学体系。
Apart from the comprehensive universities and the university colleges, there are universities specializing in certain subjects in the UK.
那除了以综合性和学院制闻名的一些大学以外，其实英国还有很多因为特定的专业而出名的大学
，like CSM, which is famous for its fashion designer alumni，
比如盛产服装设计师的中央圣马丁艺术与设计学院
，Loughborough University, which holds great reputation for sports，
还有体育专业当家的 Loughborough 大学。
Royal Central School of Speech and Drama produces great actors.
盛产演员的皇家中央演讲与戏剧学院。
Cranfield University, that specializes in aerospace and has its own airport.
以及专注航天专业有自己独立的飞机场的克兰菲尔德大学。
The grading standards in the UK is completely different from China.
而英国的大学分数等级标准呢，跟中国也完全不同。
For example, when looking for a job, the interviewer asks you who graduated from a British university, like, what's your average school in university?
那比如像找工作的时候，面试官问从英国某所大学毕业的你哈。你大学的平均成绩是多少呢
？You may reply with pride, like 61.
你可能很骄傲地回答说61分。
What? You only just passed? Sorry, we can't hire you.
那面试官可能就觉得什么啊，才刚及格，那对不起，就雇佣不了你了。
Actually, the most common undergraduate degree in British universities is a bachelor's with honors.Which will show your grade along with your degree.
那其实呢，在英国大学本科最普遍的是荣誉学位 ，bachelor with honors， 或者 honor degrees. 它会具体标明你所获得的成绩处于什么等级，而平均分达到70以上的同学，你在英国就已经是学霸了。
If you got an average of 70%, you would get a distinction in the UK.And in the PPT, you can find the names of bachelor with honors and their equivalent grades in China.
那在 PPT 里面，你们可以找到荣誉学位各等级的名称，以及各等级的成绩等级与中国的成绩等级的对应关系。
In the UK, most undergraduate degree programs take 3 years to finish. However, the sandwich course is increasing.In popularity, which is 4 years and involves 1 year in the workplace, normally in your third year.
那在英国，大多数本科生学位课程需要3年来完成。那现在呢，三明治 课程形式是越来越受欢迎了，而这类课程需要四年。那么它包括了在工作场所里面的一年，那这一年呢，通常是在第三年完成。
In Scotland, the courses are 4 years for undergraduate programs.
而在苏格兰呢，本科课程是四年制。
Graduate or master's programs are generally shorter in length and undertaken after completion of an undergraduate program.
那在完成本科阶段的学习计划之后呢，研究生或者说硕士课程通常长度较短。
But some professional degrees like medicine, veterinary, law, etc. have longer programs that can take as many as 5 years.
但是有一些的专业学位，像医学、兽医学、法学等，它的学习时间比较长，可能需要多达五年。
Let's view the entry requirements in the UK.
Now, 接下来我们看看英国大学的入学要求。
Each course in the UK sets its own entry. So, they vary considerably.
那基本上英国大学的每一门课程都有自己的入学资格的要求，因此呢，差别很大。
Most degree programs in the UK will require that the students have passed either A levels and attained certain grades, for example, 4B grades, or equivalent grades in the BTEC or GNVQ.
那在英国，大多数学位课程要求学生通过 A level 考试，并且取得一定的成绩，比如说四个 B 级，或者在BTEC 或者 GNVQ 里取得同等成绩。
And universities as a whole may have certain requirements that all students will have to meet.
而某所大学它作为一个整体，可能有某些要求是所有的申请学生都必须满足的。
The universities of Oxford and Cambridge generally require all students to attend an interview, while other universities willnot require this.
比如说牛津剑桥大学，他们通常呢都会要求所有的申请学生要参加一个面试。当然其他大学呢有些要求，有些又不要求。
Of course, as for international students, the requirements are different.
当然对于国际学生来说要求有一些不同。
Students need to contact an administrator of that program to find out what credentials from your home country you will need to provide.
那比如说学生，我们需要联系你计划留学的那个学习项目的管理员，以便了解你需要提供哪些来自你的国家的证书。
And then students need to apply through UCAS, that is, University and Colleges Admission Service, and gather all the information together.
然后呢，我们的国际学生可以需要通过 UCAS, 也就是 University and Colleges Admission Service, 来进行申请，并且准备好所有的资料。
Which would include test scores and requirements the university has for the international students, a personal statement, a reference letter, and a payment to UCAS.
那比如说包括考试成绩和该学校对国际学生的要求。还有一份个人陈述，一封推荐信，以及向 UCAS 支付的费用。